Ryan, I fear we've stopped.
I know, Doc.
Come on.
Yeah, looks like the end of the line.
Was that what I thought it was?
A cable snapping, yeah. Best if we move slowly and carefully.
The cage still seemed jammed firmly in the damaged shaft. There was no sensation of swaying from side to side. There was only silence.
Try the down button. Might work.
As long as we don't go too fast.
Accelerating at a rate of 32 feet per second squared, and assuming the shaft is around 300, then 96 in there. Carry the one. No, that can't.
Get that bastard picture, Doc. We'll hit the bottom kind of fast and kind of hard.
I fear that I am unable to contradict that statement, my dear Dr. Wyeth. So sorry, ma'am.
Ryan tentatively pressed the lower control button. All that happened was that the thin ring of golden light around it went out. The interior ceiling lamps of the elevator remained on. JB pointed at the roof of the elevator.
Maintenance hatch.
There was a rectangular trap door, 4 feet long and 3 feet wide, set close to the far corner. A chromed handle protruded from it. Ryan didn't much fancy having to climb up through the trap, but he couldn't think of any workable alternative. The armorer was the lightest of the group. Doc steadied himself, hands on his knees, with the two women on either side. Ryan helped JB to scramble onto the old man's back, holding him as he reached for the trap door.
It's open. There's a folding ladder here on the roof. I'll get out and drop it down.
JB's legs vanished. When the others had moved out of the way, he lowered the ladder, which was thin wire with slatted rungs.
What's it look like up there? Enough light?
Just. The walls come squeezing in, but... Hey, we're only a few feet from what could be the top. There's double doors there. I reckon... Fuck!
You all right?
The familiar pale face slid into view in the black rectangle.
Sure. But it looks like there's only about 5 more of those to go.
You first, Doc. I'll hold it steady for you.
I'm more than capable of climbing a rope ladder, my dear fellow. I recall a square rigger around the horn when I was...
Doc!
Sorry. Climbing...
As soon as he was outside, Ryan gestured to Mildred.
Go.
She was halfway up when it happened again.
Fireblast! Let's get the fuck out of here!
Mildred had managed to hang on to the ladder, swinging from side to side. Christy grabbed at it, steadying it for her.
Come on! I can see now where it's going, frayed like an old bootlace.
Christy, you're next.
But lover, I can...
This is not the time for debate!
Christy pursed her lips, then shinnied up and vanished through the trapdoor. Ryan glanced around. He made sure the G-12 caseless assault rifle was snug across his shoulders, and then climbed effortlessly up the ladder.
Everybody okay? Now let's find a way to the...
Time was running out.
There's the exit doors. Looks like 10 feet above us.
Ryan could see them, and they were identical to the pair in the basement. He pushed away the thought of how far below the basement actually was, and concentrated on how to get his friends up and out.
Have to get up those cables.
They're breaking!
Right. If they break and we're still here, then we're all dead. Only chance.
The cables were black and coated with old, crusted grease, each individual strand about the thickness of a child's wrist. Now that he looked carefully, Ryan could see that there were still 4 cords left. He touched the nearest, feeling it thrilling and taut under his fingers. The parts of the support cables that had already snapped were hanging above them, ragged-ended and useless.
Go for it. If one of them goes, you just gotta try and hang on tight.
I'll take this one with you, lover. Give the others one each.
Yeah. Come on, Doc. Move your ass or your bone meal.
The threads of twisted wire were trembling violently. The elevator gave another lurch, and then lolled steeply to one side.
It's gonna go! Hang on tight!
Christy was immediately above him, her boots locked on the dark cable. Ryan also tangled himself into it, knowing that when the cable snapped, it might go anywhere. JB was crabbing his way up his chosen section, reaching level with the sealed sec doors.
The door's locked tight.
It's coming! Hold on!
The weak point was where the century-old cables were connected to the bolts on the top of the elevator. When the last 4 broke, almost simultaneously, the noise was appalling. Instantly, the thick wires were transformed into whirling dervishes of malign metal. The 5 friends were rolled, lifted, swung, and dashed against the unforgiving walls of stone.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your ears.